right, we are now joined by tonight's race winner of the Xfinity Series race here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Eric Almirola, driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions for Eric. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll go ahead and start over here with Zach and Dustin.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Eric, just a lot of heated battles with both the 88 and the 2 this evening to come out on top here. What did you see and experience racing those two guys tonight, and how much more gratifying did that make this win coming out on top of beating both of them?
Yeah, it was awesome to race those guys. I felt like stage one, my car was really good. I had what I needed. Stage two, I was okay, but the two obviously had pace and was running me down at the end. So we needed to make an adjustment. We didn't quite adjust enough. And so stage three, I took off okay and was able to get back to the lead. But the longer I ran, just they were better on the long run. And that was really my strength in the spring race here. Our car was really good on the long run, but I just took forever to get going on the short run. So we made some, you know, changes in an effort to fix that and to be better on the short run and hopefully not as, you know, not fall off, but we weren't just able to do that. We fixed the first 20 laps of the run, but after about 25, 30 laps on tires, I started to struggle, and those guys started running me back down. So, we were just behind on adjustment. The track was changing as the sun was going down, and the track was cooling off and going, you know, faster. The pace was picking up, and we were just a little behind on adjustment. So, thankfully, that caution came out there at the end, and we threw a pretty big change at it to try and help it. And it was what I needed. I still wasn't perfect, but it was what I needed to go and compete. I still fired off not quite where I needed to. The first few laps, I had to really fend off the 48, and it allowed the 88 to kind of get what I thought was too far away. And then as soon as I ran one good lap and started to close, he started searching. Because I beat him, I think, 2/10 on one of the laps, and he started moving around and searching. And the more he started searching, the closer I was getting, and that was fun. It was kind of like the dunna, dunna, dunna. I kind of had that playing in my head, and it was a lot of fun to race those guys. The 88 and the 2 were really good tonight. Had no doubt that they would be, just based on races in the past. And so to go head-to-head with those guys, the 88 has been the class of the field, obviously, winning so many races. And Junior Motorsports has been the dominant team in our series this year. So to be able to race those guys heads up and not just beat them because we've cycled in front of them or because we beat them off pit road, but to literally run them down and pass them was really awesome. It was a lot of fun. And it was fun to race those guys. I raced Connor, really hard, and he raced me really hard, but we raced very fair, and it was really fun. I can't hear you.
You mentioned the 48 was side drafting you, and just that battle there late. I know behind you a little bit later on that final run, he and the two ended up frustrated with each other. What was your experience racing the 48 there and on that final run?
It was fine. He was racing hard. My car wasn't where I needed it to be to take off those first four or five laps, and he was taking advantage of that. His car was much better than my car for those first few laps, and so I was just trying to fend him off. Like, I needed to be able to run my line. I needed to not play defense. I needed to be on offense because the 88 was driving away, but I had to race him for a few laps to get him behind me. And, so I knew that if I let him get by me, that was going to be a deal killer to have a shot to win. I could not afford to pass somebody else. I needed all of the laps to try and run the 88 back down.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Lobino, J-Ski. Congrats, Eric. What's it mean to win with all of your family here this time?
Oh, it's amazing. It is so amazing. I talk about that a lot when I come in here and see you guys, but it is just the best. I mean, I love celebrating with my team. They put a lot of heart and soul into making these race cars fast, and the pit crew and everybody doing their job. And it's awesome to celebrate together as a team. But I know that it's just different when my family's here and when they're not. And I just absolutely love sharing these moments with them, right? Because eventually this is going to stop, right? I don't know when, but at some point it's going to stop. And eventually I'm going to win my last race. I don't know when. But these moments for them and with my wife and as a family, these moments will last forever with them. And so that just, it means the world to me.
You mentioned the team side. Justin Bonsignor is scheduled to race at Phoenix. Will you be in the car for that possibly?
Yeah. Yeah. We decided that this week, that we're going to go try and win an owner's championship.
We'll come over here to the right.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. Just kind of want to take 1 second, just kind of look at your kids, you know, look around you. You know, when you stepped away from Cup Racing in 2023, and just thinking about where you are right now, where you're thinking about going for a championship, could you ever envision this happening and just your life being what it is right now?
No. And I talked about it with Janice, and I've talked a lot about it with different people. Certainly the Signatory group that helps put all this together, and the Young Life people. And I just keep saying over and over that, like, the thing that I love about what I'm doing right now is that there's no explanation for why it's happening other than God has his hands in it. It shouldn't happen, right? Like, when I announced I was going to retire, nobody really had to give me this opportunity. And the fact that just out of the clear blue, coach calls me and says, hey, I'd really like for you to come run some races. I think you'll have fun. It would be fun for us to have you in our cars, and it would be great for you to finish your career where you started. Man, that just meant the world to me. And to do it the way we've done it, and to do it with the partners that we've had, to where we're running a ministry car, right? That's something that's near and dear to Coach's heart, and it's something that I am incredibly humbled to be a part of. You know, most of my career, I got out of the race car and was a salesperson and a public spokesperson for a company, a business. And now I get to get out of the race car and point people to Jesus Christ and point kids to Young Life and say, hey, you know, go look at Young Life and see if there's a Young Life, if there's a Young Life group in your area. It's awesome. I am having the time of my life. I love it. It would be the highlight of my career. Honestly, it would be the highlight of my career. I left Phoenix last year pretty sad and disappointed that I didn't get it done for Coach. And honestly, it's not about me. At this point in my life and in my, you know, career, I don't have to have this. I love it and I want it, but I don't have to have it. When I was 19, 20, 21 years old, I had to have it. Otherwise, I was going to go back to Florida and bag groceries at Publix, right? Like, I had to have it. And now, the stage I'm at in my life, like, I don't have to have it, but I want it. And the fact that I get to is just amazing. And I want to be able to do that for Coach and the Gibbs family. They just have meant so much to me, giving me my very first opportunity at 19 years old. And so I left Phoenix last year thinking, like, man, that was fun, but that was a bummer to finish one spot short of bringing a championship to JGR. And then all of a sudden, the way this year's played out, I find myself here with another opportunity. So hopefully the Lord's blessed me with a second chance, and maybe I won't screw it up this time.
We'll come to the middle for a couple questions.
Mitchell Brewer, Black Hat Sports. Eric, you mentioned the tight competition. When it mattered, you were out front at the end of stage one, out front at the end of stage two, and then you end up winning the race. What's it mean to have a just complete race like that despite all the tight competition?
Yeah, the box score will show a perfect race. The stats will show a perfect race. Obviously, win in both stages, win the race, but that was not easy. You know, if you just read it in the paper, you'll be like, oh, the 19 car won both stages, won the race. But that was not the story of tonight, right? We had a great car and we were good. But when it mattered in the third stage, we were off a little bit. The 88 and the 2 had a little extra pace than we did, and we were battling from behind. So just so proud of my pit crew coming down for that last stop and gaining me a spot on pit road, getting me out on the front row. That was clutch. And then the car, the adjustment that Seth made, it didn't take off quite like I needed it to for the first handful of laps, but then it started to come in and come to me, and I was able to chase Connor down and get by him.
We'll stay here in the middle and then come to Chris.
Luis Torres, TobyChristie.com. Now that you're in the mix for another shot at the owner's title, what can you take from what you learned last year and adapt it to here, knowing that potentially, time will tell, the 88 could be in the mix? You obviously are one up them here, but you never know what could happen.
Yeah, the 88 will be racing for a championship at Phoenix, I have no doubt. You know, he scored a bunch of points tonight. He already had a big head start on bonus points. So I mean, I think even if they have a catastrophe at Talladega, I think he's got a race lead coming in to start this weekend. So I don't think anybody thinks that the 88 won't be at Phoenix. We were good at Phoenix in the spring. We obviously won, and I felt really good about the car we had there. But you can't just bring the same thing back. You know, we were good here in the spring, and we didn't bring the same thing back. We made adjustments and kept trying to get better. If you bring the same thing back, everybody else that wasn't as good as you is working to beat you. So that'll be important for Seth and myself and the engineers to get to work. It is nice to have a two-week head start to already, you know, start focusing on Phoenix and all the things that we can do to be better there than we were last time. So we'll have to see. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a race. And the four cars that go and race for a championship, are all going to be capable of winning.
Come up to Chris.
Bless you. Chris Schein, ChrisSchein.com. Eric, to follow up on Dustin's question, I believe you're scheduled to drive next week in a Talladega, correct?
I am.
Okay.
And I was thinking about taking it off now though.
Are you?
I don't know. I probably not.
Okay. And then, but Justin was slated to do the last two races at Martinsville and Phoenix. So will you finish out the season in the 19, or do you think Justin will
No, it's a plan. Yeah. As of last week, we talked about it internally and talked to Justin, and he was incredibly gracious and said, you guys have gotten yourself in a position to go race for an owner's championship. You've earned it. You deserve it. And I don't want to be in the way of that. I talked to him on the phone this week, and he was amazing. The fact that he said, no, I want you guys to go win an owner's championship. And he was very much a part of this, right? The fact that he came and participated, he ran the races, he helped fill out the race so that it wasn't a part-time car. Maybe you can't race for an owner's championship if you don't run all the races. So the fact that Justin came and was a part of it and helped fill out the races was awesome. And I told him, you know, he said him and his wife were still going to come to Phoenix, and I told him I'm so glad that they are, because he's a part of it. He's a part of the team. He's a part of the 19 team, and I'm glad that he'll be there, and hopefully we'll celebrate together. And he's certainly, you know, deserving of being a part of that championship run.
How important is it going to be for you consecutively to be in the car these last 4 weeks? And, you know, you say the team also gets a chance to start working on Phoenix, but how much of importance is that to you?
Yeah, it's helpful. I mean, I tell you guys this all the time. You do get a little bit rusty when you sit at home for a couple of weeks. You know, it's hard to explain to somebody that's never sat in a race car, but when you're going that fast in a race car, like, it's not normal for your brain and your eyes and your vision and all that stuff. So when you're out of it for a few weeks and you get back in, it takes a few laps. Like, it is like riding a bike. You pick it up pretty quickly, but the first few laps on the racetrack, you're like, oh gosh, like, everything's happening really fast. Everything's moving fast, and the car's moving around, and it's loose, and it's dancing around, and you're just kind of behind on your steering and everything. And then finally you get, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 laps into the run, you're like, okay, everything's calmed down. Everything slows down, your brain reacclimates, and you start to get in a rhythm, and it comes back. You know, just the driving and the muscle memory comes back. But to be able to be in the car to finish out the year and just be in that rhythm will certainly help unloading at Phoenix.
Additional questions? All right. Well, thank you, Eric, and congratulations.
Yep. Thank you, guys.